sad souls who loved and lost, had only lost their pens as well, the gain to literature would be beyond the power of words to tell. The foregoing bit of philosophy should inform you that it's time to relax and listen to the organ stylings of Hilton Spanninger and to Moods in Poetry by yours truly, Tom McKee. This is Words with Music. Between the dark and the daylight, there comes from each radio tower a series of gentle broadcasts that are known as the Children's Hour. And the girls and the boys are gathered to listen with bated breath to educational programs of murder and sudden death. Then the air is athrob with sirens as the ears of the little ones tune in to the soothing echoes of Gats and of Tommy guns. The eyes of the kids are popping as they listen and wait, perplexed by the educational problem of who will be rubbed out next. Grave Alice and laughing Allegra and Harry and Dick and Tom hear music of sawed-off shotguns accompanied by a bomb. They quiver and shake and shiver at the tender and pleasant quirks of a gang of affable yeggmen
giving some punk the wakes.
And they listen in awesome silence to the talk of some mobster group as they open up a bank vault with nitroglycerin soup. Oh, sweet is the noise of battle to children's listening ears as the guns of detectives answer the guns of racketeers. And these educational programs will make the youngsters cower. Night will be filled with nightmares induced by the Children's Hour. In heaven, author and God of freedom, thou dost plant in every breast a longing to be free. Thou, to the patriot's arm, doth courage grant to battle with oppression and decree the tyrant's fate, to break the captive chain. Thou dost inspire the love of liberty that brooks no bondage of the soul and brain, which dares forbid the mind of man to try thy vast domain unfettered. Tyranny that winged thought would prison in a cage, or clip her wings lest too far she should fly. In the titanic struggle yet to be, When right and light and human liberty with powers of greed and tyranny engage in mortal combat, final war to wage. A worldwide struggle coming on apace in many a waking land and longing race. My country, do thou make a valiant fight. For the people's cause put forth thy might. May the Lord of hosts who made thee free set thee, great guardian of liberty, to lead the nations marching in the van. The fearless champion of the rights of man. Arm thee with light, and with immortal fire thine altars keep aflame. Thy heart inspire, lest commonweal be reckoned little worth, and freedom throttled, perish from the earth. I'm trying to park the sturdy old family Ark, there gathers a bevy of chauffeurs and other advisory loafers. From all of the neighboring section, each offers me expert directions. They mean to be helpful, I guess, and friendly, but nevertheless, oh, please, please, let me park my own car. For though I may wobble and jar, I'll make my own errors, and I'll pay the repairers for anyone's fenders I mar. Your counsels are better by far than all of my blunderings are, but listen, you lice. I don't want your advice. So please, let me park my own car. It seems that each parking place hides a flock of these volunteer guides. From hither and thither they scamper to stand around yelling to me, "Cramper!" Now, forward 2 inches or so. Now, back just a little bit. Whoa! They mean to be kindly, no doubt, but still I ungratefully shout, "Oh, please. Please, let me park my own bus. Your efforts serve only to fuss. Me, it doesn't perturb to climb up the curb. I much prefer doing it thus. If owners of other cars cuss, I'll pay for the paint that I must, but your guidance by heck is a pain in the neck. Oh, please. Please let me park my own bus." Thank you. Let us not fear the creative word. Though madness spreads its wings of fantasy, soulless and shameless over a France bespoiled, over a France betrayed and wooing defeat, though from the halls of justice and the playgrounds and fair facades of Paris and the ancient provincial capitals those leaping letters vanish, be smeared upon and chiseled out, let us not fear. They shall not cease to burn behind the brow, to beat against the lips, the sealed lips. They shall not cease to haunt the echo in the prisoned heart of France. We call them words. Three great attributes of the Logos. Words. This life stuff of the spirit from the beginning. We've juggled with them. Delivered them over to the rant and bombast and sentimental cant of politics. Complacently. Now the fate of the world hangs on these three we comprehended not. So we that knew not what we did go down to doom, heads high, too stupid to repent. So the dictator with his bloody sponge wipes off the dishonored motto from the face of a captive, fearful, bewildered earth. And generations crawl from slavish wombs to people England, France, America, with senseless robots to eternity. Defeatists. In the beginning was the word. We could not spawn a robot, breed a puppet, bring forth a soulless engine if we would. Though we be forfeit, still within our blood whisper the deathless syllables of life. Let us not fear the creative word. Time is here for this edition of Words with Music, so let me remind you that Hilton Spanninger was at the organ, and the poems you heard were The Children's Hour, revised edition, The Spirit of Freedom, No Help Wanted, and Liberté, Égalité, Fraternity. Thanks for being with me, and until we meet again, good luck and good listening. From yours truly, Tom McKee. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education. ¶¶